Hello and welcome to our study today. We're going to be studying about who we are. We're going to study about man and his being created by God. I'm glad we're together today by way of this technology that we can study the wonderful, wonderful Word of God. And I commend you for listening to this internet broadcast. I commend you for having an interest in spiritual things. And we're going to study and read a passage from the book of Job. And it's really in the very peak of his suffering. As you know, Job suffered. And as he suffered, it caused him to reflect very deeply about many things. Look at Job 7, and let's notice his suffering and his reflection. He says in verse 1, "Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of a hireling?" Notice how he's pondering man. He says in verse 2 of Job 7, "As a servant earnestly desireth the shadow, and as a hireling looketh for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess months of vanity, and wearisome nights are appointed to me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise and the night be gone? And I am full of tossing to and fro under the dawning of the day." So he's thinking all during all this time of suffering. He's tossing at night. He cannot sleep. He says, "My flesh is clothed with worms and clods of dust. My skin is broken and become loathsome. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope." What a condition to be in. He did not have any hope at all. But also in chapter 7, Job says this in verse number 17, "What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him?" What is man? That is a great question. He was in a horrible state of mind. He was thinking about his sleepless nights and his horrible condition. He had worms. His skin was broken. And it prompted him to ask the question, "What is man? Why did God make man? Who are we?" Well, one thing I'd like to say, as we study about man from the Bible, we're going to get an understanding of who we are from God's Word. One thing that I know is that we're very complex. We're not only complex physically, but we are complex individual inwardly in our mind and in our spirit. Let's listen to what the Bible says, and let's start at the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, this is what man is. Man is created. He's a created being. Genesis 1 and 26 says, "And God said, let us make man in our image." God made man, but he had a way he wanted him made. He didn't make him just any old way. Man is a created being, but he is created in the image of God. And God goes on to say, "After our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And what a wonderful reading there. Who is man? Who are we? Well, the Bible says we are a created being. Well, how did God create us? Well, in chapter 2, we have a few more details. In chapter 2 and verse 7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils." So man had lungs, had breathing capabilities made out of the dust of the earth. He breathed the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And so we'll talk about that in just a moment. Man did not evolve. God created him with a physical body and with a soul. Now that's how he made the man, but he made the woman a little bit different. Notice Genesis 2 and verse number 18. "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." Verse 21, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones," that's literally true, "and flesh of my flesh," she was made of the man, "she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Now, God said it wasn't good for man to be alone, so he made him a woman. We're studying who man is. Man is a social being. Man is made of the dust. He's made out of the very basic elements of our world. But he's made to have a mate, and that mate is a woman. And in his relationship with her, they become one. Genesis 2 and verse 24. "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." And so God made man functioning with a purpose. He can reproduce offspring. He is to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. There's no indication here that we're related to the apes or the primates in any way. We are related to God, the Father of all the spirits. Some people spend their entire lifetime trying to prove how man is related to the baboons and how our ancestors were animals instead of humans. God made us with design. We have a designer. We have eyes that can see. We have wonderful taste buds that can taste all kinds of things. We can taste sweet and sour. We can taste salty and spicy. We can taste things that are delicious and things that are repulsive. We have hands that can grasp. We have feet that can walk. We have mouths that can speak. We have ears that can hear. We have brains that can think. That's how we're made. We're very, very complex and marvelously made. And that's basically what the psalmist said as he contemplated God's relationship with man. And listen to Psalm 139. He says, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. There is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether." God knows everything about us. He knows everything. And he knows that we need air, and he knows that we need water, and we need food, and God's going to provide that. He promises that in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. But also in Psalm 139, the psalmist David says, "For thou hast possessed my reins and hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee. I will praise thee." That's what God wants. "For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well." That's a great chapter in the Bible, Psalm 139. But we are created being. We are marvelously made. We're made by God. God knows everything about us. He is an incredible God. He's made an incredible creation. Everything in us has design. Even our cells, the cells that make up your body, has design. Hands, feet, stomach, blood system, skeletal system. All of it has design. Who is man? Man is a wonderfully created being, and he is created in the image of God. He is created to be a sociable being. He is not made to be alone. It is not good for man to be alone. And some religions want man to be alone. Their priests do not marry. Their nuns do not marry. They're not doing God's will and filling the earth with children as God designed the man and the woman to do. And so we are a physical being uniquely, wonderfully made with great complexity. But we're also created in the image of God. We've been talking about the outward man. Now let's talk about the inward man. God is an eternal spirit. John 4 and 24. Psalm 90 and verse 2, "From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." John 4 and 24, God is a spirit. God is a spirit that has no beginning and has no end, and he created us in his image. He's made us with a physical body so that we can live in a physical world. We must eat and drink, and we must breathe air. But he made us with a soul. He formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. There was a soul in that man. And when that breath came into him, then he became a living soul. Sometimes it's called a spirit. We have a hard time distinguishing the difference between our spirit and our soul. But it's the inward man. There's no question about that. God said, "Let us make man in our own image." We're made in the image of God in that we have a spirit and we have intelligence. We are created in God's wonderful and marvelous image. We have an outward man. We have an inward man. And I'm sure that you may have read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Previous to this, and you have seen that very thing. That's what the Bible says. Listen to this. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Now let's stop right there. The outward man is not made to be eternal. Our outward man is decaying, it is perishing, it is growing older and weaker. He says in verse 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal." That means temporary. I can see my physical body. You know what that means? It's temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. I can't see God. He's eternal. I can't see my soul. It's eternal. The physical things are temporary. The unseen things are eternal. But I want to read one more verse here from 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And so our spirit is going to live on. It'll keep on existing after this body is served its purpose. We are an inward man, an outward man. We have an inward man because we are created in the image of God. We have a spirit. We have a soul. And that spirit is intelligent. You know, when the spirit leaves the body is dead. James 2:26. Faith without works is dead, and so is the body. The body without the spirit is dead. So when the spirit no longer inhabits this body, the body dies. And so this spirit within us has intelligence. It's amazing. And it has emotion. That's incredible that God has made a spiritual man in us that's intelligent, that has emotion. It can be angry. We can hate things, but we can also love things. We can forgive. Apes can't do that. We have compassion. We have the knowledge of right and wrong. That's that inward man. Our inward man is very complex. We have all this emotion. We can be discouraged. We can be encouraged. We can be a lot of things because we have a spirit inside of us. We're not a robot. And we can choose. That's why Joshua, at the end of his days, gathered Israel together in Joshua chapter 24. And he said in verse 15, whether it be evil to you to worship God, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods that your fathers served on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He made a choice. We are a complex being. We have emotion. We can be sad or happy or whatever. We can love people. We have a conscience. And we have the liberty to choose. We're a free moral agent, and we can choose to serve God or we can choose to serve the devil. We can choose to be holy or we can choose not to be holy. The Bible says, be ye holy, for he is holy. We can be holy because we're made with the ability to choose, and we're made in a spiritual way. And we're also made so that we can have fellowship with God. This is a wonderful thing. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse number 7, the Bible says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. This is what God wants. We're talking about man. We have a physical body. We have a spiritual body. We are complex. We can make choices. We can love. We can love God. We haven't seen him, but we can still love him. And we can make choices to be holy. 1 Peter 1:15 says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now the way that we're holy is found in verse 14 of 1 Peter 1. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. God wants to be in fellowship with us. That's what he wants. He's created us in his image, and it is apparent he wants to have fellowship with us. 1 John 1:7 says, or verse 6, I'd like to start at verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. It keeps on cleansing us. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now that's what He wants. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. You can make the choice. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. What a beautiful, beautiful passage. God wants us to be in fellowship with Him. That's who we are. We're people who've been given a physical body with a soul inside of it. And we're very complex. And we've been given the ability to choose, and God wants us to choose to be like Him so that we can fellowship with Him. You know, the Bible says that Enoch was a man who walked with God. What does that mean? Well, he communed with God. He was a man that followed God's will. You know, Noah was also a man that walked with God. Genesis 6, 8 and 9. They were created with a human body. They had a physical body. But they had a soul in that body. And they made a choice that they were going to have fellowship with God. That's who we are. That's the makeup of man. Psalm 8, verses 4 through 9 said, He made man a little lower than the angels. And because we're made in such a special way, we're made in the image of God, we must not ever take a human life. We must not kill people. Genesis 9, verses 5 and 6 says, if anyone takes a human's life, his life is required. Proverbs 6, 16 through 19, God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. Little innocent infants in their mother's wombs are often killed and thrown into the trash. That is forbidden by God. Hitler, Stalin, Putin, Saddam Hussein, abortion clinics, they're doing something God forbids. We are special people. We're made in the image of God. Hitler and Stalin believe that men are just cannon fodder. You just throw them out into the battle. Let them get killed. We don't care. But Jesus didn't believe that. Jesus said, have you not read that He which made them at the beginning made them male and female? This is what Jesus believed, and this is what Christians believe. Christians believe what Jesus believed and taught. This is the Bible. And so man is a physical being and a spiritual being. We're made in the image of God. We're made to have fellowship with God. But we sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3 and 23. But you know what? God loves us. And God has sent His Son to die for our sins, Romans 5, 6 through 11. We sinned, and God gave the remedy for our sin. Man can choose to be saved, or man can choose to be lost. We can do what we want to do in eternity. So we are designed. Thank you for tuning in today. There's more to say on that, but we're glad to be able to be with you today and talk about these very important things about who you are and who I am. We're created beings, and God is the one that created us. Thank you for tuning in. May God bless you. Continue to study your Bible. Read about the love of God that wants to save you from your sins. God bless you now, and have a great day. Bye-bye.